It's the Triple L Band here in the KFSK studios. There's a concert tonight. It's at the Bible Church, 7 o'clock, and you can get tickets down at Lee's Clothing this afternoon and at the door. And we've also got members of the Alaska String Band in here, too. So welcome, everybody. It's crowded, but it's great music. You guys have been playing for 15 minutes or so in the other room. But why don't you say hi and introduce yourselves?
I'm Landon Miller. I'm the banjo player for the group.
I'm Leon Miller. I play dobro for the group.
I'm Levi Miller, and I play mandolin for the group.
I'm Lance. I'm a guitar player.
I'm Amy, and I play bass.
And so, Amy, you're the mother of this group. Is that correct?
With one, my husband's here too.
Yeah,
they're not all four of my boys. They just look like it.
But the yeah, that was nice. Yeah. So we had Amy Miller here for many years. Worked at the station here as our news director. But I just noticed with the hat, you were just in Minnesota, and you've been. Are you going to be traveling around Alaska for a while, or is it just
week? A little over a week.
We play in Haines next, and then in Juneau.
So this is the first performance in Alaska.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Haines, where are you going to play in Haines?
The Chilkat Center.
Okay, good. That's the radio station is located there in the center. And then in Juneau, you've got you guys are going to be playing together. Are you going? You guys are going to Haines as well?
Yeah, we're doing joint concerts, Triple L Band and Alaska String Band. So in Juneau, we'll be at the Jack, the Juneau Arts and Culture Center.
Great. Well. And so you're Paul, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the songwriter?
One
of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the show tonight is at 7 o'clock at the Bible Church, and then tomorrow you guys are doing sort of a clinic.
Yeah.
So you want people to come with their own instruments, and you'll do some training and...
Michelle.
So go ahead, Michelle. Give out that information.
If you want to be part of the workshops, we're going to have contra calling, contra dance calling workshops, and we're going to have instrument workshops. Let me know what you want to do. My number is 518-1349.
Okay. And Odette's going to be the caller. She's coming into town on the afternoon jet from Juneau. So why don't we give people a good incentive to go by playing some music here this afternoon. Which tune do you have coming up?
Lift These Chains.
Okay.
God in your heaven, hear my plea. Can't stop this sinning for the life of me. Reach down your hand and wipe away my fears and lift the chains that bind me here. Oh, lift the chains that bind me here.
Take my hand,
draw me near.
Save the ones
that
I hold near. And lift the chains that bind me here.
Sin and temptation are hiding everywhere. Just hold to the gospel word and do not fear. He'll lift the chains that bind me here.
Oh, lift the chains
that
bind me here.
Take my hand.
Draw me near.
Save the ones that
I hold dear.
And lift the chains that bind me here.
Oh, lift the chains,
bind me here.
Take my hand,
draw me near.
Save the ones
that I hold dear,
and lift the chains that bind me here. Oh, lift the chains that bind me here.
That's from your new the release that you gave me here. That's here. So that how many recordings do you have?
I have four.
Four of them. Is this the latest?
Yeah.
This one. So you're going to have releases available at the show. This one. You'll have this one available. Well, that's good though. But and so it's the whole family. How long have you been playing together? For years, I imagine, right?
I think about 13 years now.
13 years. And so who's the youngest?
That would be me.
That's what I've... And how old are you?
I'm 20.
So since you were 7, were you playing mandolin the whole time?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. And so how often... I mean, how do you pull this off? You tour a lot, and... I mean, how do you handle it as a family?
We've only been full-time for about a year, so we're still in the learning process.
So, okay.
All is good. We used to just... We live on a ranch in New Mexico, and... Mm-hmm. And it burned a year ago, so everything's changed, and this is what we're doing now. And so far, so good.
All right.
It's been great.
So challenges, I'm assuming there are plenty, but staying together as a family is really good. Oh, it's cold here, yeah. Well, even we're saying that. I mean, this is not our typical summer, but it's beautiful here, if you can see it. So I'm hoping that you're able to see it. The clouds are at about 2,000 feet right now, but if they do lift, you'll see some beautiful sights around here. But again, back to tomorrow, you have to call Michelle, which would help to organize it. But tonight you have the show at the Bible Church, and you guys are going to play too, the string band.
Yes.
So how are you going to play together at all?
No, we're going to do two sets. The Alaska String Band will be the first segment of the evening. We'll take a little break and maybe do a song together to introduce the low band, and then they'll come on and have the rest of the evening.
Great. And then tomorrow night, there's a potluck. It's at the Elks Lodge tomorrow upstairs. So, and then the calling, is that going to be introduced or involved with that tomorrow night as well?
Yeah, Odette Foster is coming to town from Juneau. She's a great dance caller.
Mm-hmm.
She calls a good variety of dances in the community. We've played for her in the past for some of the barn dances. And she's going to be doing a workshop tomorrow for barn dancing. And then tomorrow night, there's a community-wide barn dance. It's open to anybody to come, and they are a blast. It's totally family fun, young or old. And the beauty of it is you can learn the dances. You don't have to come knowing how to do it, because she'll teach them before you do the dance. And they're very intuitive. They're very fun, and they're great mixers. And it's pretty inexpensive. Yeah. I think $5 for the whole night. And it'll be a blast. We totally invite people.
All right, great. Join it. Well, that was Paul. He's from the Alaskan String Band, and the Triple L Band's got the mics, so let's... you guys want to play another one?
Sure.
And is this also from the new one?
No, this is just a straight-ahead bluegrass song. This one.
Okay.
Hammer all day, working for the state, till my daddy's paid. Listen to my hammer ringing loud and long. That's how I come to ride this old song. Hammer all day, working for the state, till my debt is paid. Listen to my hammer ringing loud and long. That's how I come to ride this old song. Hard to grieve, her and a stranger, they planned to meet. Shot bells rang out, blood ran cold. God have mercy on his poor boy's soul. Swinging a 9-pound hammer all day, working for the state till my daddy's paid. Listen to my hammer ringing loud and long. That's how I come to write this old song. Hammer all day, working for the state till my daddy's paid. Listen to my hammer ring loud and long. That's how I come to ride the soul song. That's how I come to ride the soul song.
All right, another nice one. So, Len, how long have you been playing dobro?
About 6 years, I guess.
Really?
Like that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know.
Just played a six string before that?
I did. Well, no, I actually started on banjo.
Banjo.
And Landon ran me off of that, so I went to guitar. Lance ran me off of that. Levi took up mandolin, and I went to dobro, and I said, that's it. Don't touch it. Leave it alone. So that's where we stayed.
And Amy, you've been on bass all the time?
That's...
And electric bass always?
Actually, I've played upright until this trip.
Oh, you did? Really?
This one fits better in everywhere we've been.
Traveling wise, oh, I can imagine traveling with an upright would be tough. So
he's
the
traveling with the upright, he,
you are.
Yeah, he can carry it a lot farther than I can.
Well, how was your adjustment on the strings, though? I mean, that's much tougher.
That last song on the wrong key, but Lance caught it. Yeah. So scoot down 2 frets. So it works. I taught him how to ride a horse. Yeah.
All right, so you're going to Haynes next, and then you're going to go to Juneau. And you were, was Lake Itasca, like, just before this?
It was
yeah. Actually. We played there Friday and Saturday. Somebody else may have to finish this. I'm going to frog my throat. But Alaska String Band left Sunday morning at 5 in the morning or something, drove to wherever they, back to Minneapolis and caught a plane. We played till noon in Bemidji, and then we drove in that night and caught a plane Monday morning. So they haven't hardly had time to unpack, I don't think.
From
the trip.
Oh, here we are.
What was happening in Bemidji? That's where, isn't that the big Babe the Blue Ox?
Oh, yeah.
You must have seen that.
We did.
Yeah, pictures. You bet. Yeah.
And you can walk across the Mississippi there. So
yeah, you can.
It's very neat.
Very nice. So I'm hoping that we can get another tune out of you while you're here. We'd love to. I mean, we don't want to. I know your voice is starting to want to save your voice for the show, but. Well, that was kind of the banjo was sort of the shiner there, huh?
Yeah. You should not do that in B.
So, you don't write all your songs, is that right? I was looking at the disc. So, as far as practicing together or playing together or whenever you are, how do you pull it all off with, again, you know, your family and...
Kind of practicing right now.
And you
haven't played in a while.
And are you trying to pull this off without working on the side, or...?
We are right now.
You are?
We still have the ranch and the house and all. Mm-hmm. We've got it leased out, but and some other things. But primarily our income is from music. And,
great.
You know, it's been a just kind of a leap of faith, but it's all worked out.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're able to, you know, be out hitting Alaska and all that. So, so tonight, 7 o'clock, you can get tickets this afternoon down at Lee's Clothing. And then tomorrow night, it's up at the Elks. You can, Michelle, is Michelle still here?
Yes.
Michelle, do you need tickets for tomorrow night, too, for the Elks?
No, just show up. I'm going to have a big jar and throw your $5 in, bring a dish to share.
Perfect. So potluck, and then but tonight you do tickets, and you can get tickets at the door if somebody can't get down to Lee's this afternoon.
I believe there'll be tickets at the door.
Okay, all right, perfect. All right. Well, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. I'm going to play a tune here from the Alaska String Band, and then Paul, if you guys want to, we can chat for a little bit. You guys didn't bring instruments,
but we can.
You're welcome to these if you want them.
Okay, well, we're going to play a tune here from the Alaska String Band. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you. Looking
forward to the show. Tickets are available down at Lee's Clothing this afternoon. That's the Triple L Band from New Mexico, and they are playing this weekend here in Petersburg.
Had a child, she was 17, so afraid and alone. When they handed her that little boy, the storm broke loose like a summer rain. Mama cried. Not from the shame she felt inside, or the pain she tried to hide, for that little boy with no name. Mama cried. Stumbled in when he was 17, a bloody face and tears of pain. Never fit in with the other boys. All they ever did was laugh and call them names. Mama cried. Mama cried. Not from the shame he felt inside, or the pain he tried to hide, for that little boy with no name. Mama another man, never even knew his name. Mama cried. not from the pride you felt inside. For life you freely gave before a little boy with no name. Mama cried, Mama cried, Mama cried.
And that's the Alaska String Band. We've heard that tune a few times this week with the nice reference to summer rain. The family is here. You guys, so this is another full family, right?
Yeah, sure.
Paul,
is.
And you guys want to each say hi and introduce yourselves? And then what you play, sing in the band?
I'm Abby, I'm the youngest one in the group, and I play the banjo, mandolin, and fiddle.
I'm Quinn, I'm the middle child, I play the bass.
I'm Paul, I'm the old guy, the dad, guitar, mandolin, and vocals.
I'm Laura, I'm the oldest and the perfect child, and I play guitar, mandolin, and violin.
And I'm Melissa, I play the violin fiddle, and I keep everybody in charge.
Nice. All right, well, welcome. So have you guys been through Petersburg before?
No.
Yeah, not as a family. Melissa and I were here years ago, BC, before kids, or BK.
Right.
And played a concert here. Oh my gosh, I think, was that 20 years ago? Well, it had to be before Laura, so 25 years ago, I guess it was.
And then, so how long have you been playing? You've been playing for all that time.
Yeah, Melissa and I met playing music before we were married. Mm-hmm. We've been married 29 years yesterday. We just had our wedding.
Wow, happy anniversary.
Thank you, yeah. And so we met playing music, and so music was always a part of our home. And so our kids grew up around it, and they just, you know, we started throwing instruments their way, and they each developed an interest, and we tried to nurture that and teach them, and and at this point, we're just trying to keep up with them.
Right. So you're sort of similar to the Miller family, then?
We're in awe of the Miller family. They're one of the finest musical groups we've run across. We've been on the road about 5 years now, and we've come across a lot of groups playing at festivals and different events. And Triple L Band, I think, is probably the finest, one of the finest, at least, bands that we have run across. So that's why we're excited. We thought we got to bring them back to Alaska. So.
Oh, it was, I mean, that's great musicianship here today, what they were playing there. So, and I've, you know, I was checking online for some of their music too, and so it's really nice to have somebody like that. So have you played elsewhere in Alaska, you guys?
We've played the Haines Fair.
The State Fair, yeah.
Yeah,
the Bald Eagle Festival. What else have we done?
We've played
at local Juno events.
The Arts Council in Skagway.
We just played the governor's. They had a mansion.
The centennial. 100-year
centennial of the governor's mansion a couple weeks ago. That was really fun.
Oh, good.
That and the governor. It was a nice day. We set up a tent and they had free cookies and.
Nice.
And we played in the yard. That was really, really
fun. Good. And so, did you travel with all your instruments? But did you fly down or?
We came down on the ferry.
On the ferry.
From Juneau. We're real fortunate in the summer. You know, we play a full-time gig at the Mount Roberts Tramway. They have a theater.
Oh, nice.
There, and we have built a show called the Southeast Alaska Odyssey, and we go in the theater and do 25-minute segments. It's kind of a storyline about Alaska. The goal was to give an intimate picture of what it's like living here, as well as the wildlife and scenery. Mm-hmm. So we wear native cusbucks that Melissa has sewn, which are beautiful. We show photography that we've collected from over 20 different photographers, and then we play music and do stories and history and that type of thing, and really to give an intimate picture of what it's like being an Alaskan. And it's really fun. We have four different segments that we do. So we do four different 25-minute segments through the course of the day, 4 days a week at the theater.
Wow.
And a full-time music gig for us in the summer.
Yeah.
And then we hit the road the end of September, and we tour for about 5 months down south. We have a big old bomber tour bus that we go jump in and and hit the road, and that's where we've met these folks in the past.
So it's a lot of togetherness.
Oh man, it doesn't get any closer than that.
The studio is very spacious. It's great.
One of the most spacious we've been in.
The one in Juneau is like a closet.
Yeah, well, this gets a little tight in here too, but it's good sound anyway. But so the weekend here then is tonight is the show. So and you, as you were saying, you guys are sort of the opening act mm-hmm. for the Triple L Band, and then tomorrow night is so how are you going to pull this off with the music with Odette calling? You guys are all going to play.
We've played dances with Odette Foster before. Mm-hmm. She's a wonderful dance caller. And there's a pretty big contra dance group in Juneau. And over the years, we've done some different dances with them. It's more of an old-timey mm-hmm. dance music type of feel. So it'll be different
right.
music.
Right.
And we'll probably switch it. I think we'll, between the Triple L Band and us, it'll be a pickup band probably between all of us.
Good.
Our kids love to dance. We love to dance.
Yep.
So I would expect we're going to be dancing and playing both.
Good.
Between the 10 of us. We're going
right.
to have there will always at least be one instrument playing, and
yeah.
the rest of us might be dancing. But
the line to dance with Quinn and Levi starts at the right of the stage tomorrow night.
Nice.
I'm sending Matt Levi.
And you have to pay to dance with him, I think.
That's a good idea.
$1. Get a package for $1.50.
And so tomorrow's sort of a clinic as far as all that goes.
Yeah, this was really a wonderful idea for Michelle Flint. She's really active with the Fiddleheads in
mm-hmm.
town who come
yep.
to the Folk Fest in Juneau
yep.
every year. And there's always workshops at that event. And she thought, well, why don't we, since we're coming, why don't we at least offer some workshops since we are crossing such a wide spectrum of instruments?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have the option of doing workshops with the bass, stand-up bass or electric bass, the banjo, the mandolin, the fiddle, the dobro, the guitar, vocals, harmony singing, mm-hmm. and dancing.
What about if somebody brought a ukulele?
Laura plays the ukulele, and she could probably get them going.
Okay.
Yeah, and we can pull out. We can pull out. What's that Hawaiian tune you guys used to do? No, the other one with the hula skirts.
We only know two.
No,
the hukilau.
Anything but that.
The hukilau. Yeah, we forgot our grass skirts, but we can pull out if we have to. We draw the line at the tuba.
Good call.
We have a trumpet, though.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in. We really appreciate it, and good luck to you. And thanks, and see you this weekend.
All right. Well, thanks for having us.
Okay.
We're stoked to be here.
We're going to get to another tune from you guys. And, again, you can get tickets this afternoon down at Lee's Clothing for the concert. It's at the Bible Church tonight. And if you are busy and not able to get down to Lee's before they close this evening, you can get a ticket out at the Bible Church. It's out at Sandy Beach Road. By
a really fast plug for the
mm-hmm.
event tonight. The Triple L Band is probably one of the finest bluegrass gospel groups that anyone will see, even traveling down
yeah.
south of festivals. So
yeah.
drop what you're doing and come and see them.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
outstanding.
Yeah, great musicianship there. So really appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So tickets are available down at Lee's Clothing this afternoon or at the Bible Church tonight. That's the new Bible Church out by Sandy Beach Park. And tomorrow, the workshop is at the Bible Church, 10 to 2.
Call me first.
But call Michelle first. The phone number is 518-1349. And then tomorrow night, 6 to 10, it's a potluck. As usual with a Petersburg potluck, if you're too busy to make anything, go anyway. There's always plenty of food. And that's upstairs at the Elks tomorrow night. Thanks, guys.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Water
but everything I ever hoped he's given me. Despite myself, he heard my unspoken prayer among all men I'm among.